We hope you like those soothing tunes. Hello, this is Rav.
Cayman.
Owen.
And you are listening to Plant Science Daily. I was helping my friend out yesterday with yard work, and in a corner of the lot, he had some weeds the size of me. This got me thinking, with all of the forces like gravity acting on the plant, what is responsible for making it stand upright? From small and soft to tall and sturdy, early photosynthetic organisms could only live in the sea. The water would create enough buoyancy for the plants so that they wouldn't really need to support themselves. But this all changed when these plants evolved to live on land. They began to produce cellulose. Cellulose is this very important molecule that makes up the secondary cell wall. The plants you see today had to develop secondary cell walls to give them support, and it forms as a hard woody tissue. Without this hard tissue protecting plants from the harsh elements found on land, plants wouldn't be physically capable of surviving. Despite how important it is to understand the molecules responsible for maintaining plant life, there are a few people who don't understand the basics of plants, particularly the secondary cell wall and its function for allowing plants to stand upright. To investigate what the average university student knows about the topic, we asked several university students from UBC what they think makes a plant stay upright.
What do you think makes a plant stand and stay upright?
The cell wall is pushed out by the turgid, it's in the cell. It kind of makes the wall turgid so it goes up straight. It's like hard, right? Isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's roots? I don't know.
I have no idea. I imagine they get nutrients from the soil, which gives it structure and strengthens it, but really have no clue.
Cellulose? Isn't it the cellulose structure of it that makes it stand up? I think that's it.
I think that it just grows upright, it's just gravity.
Well, the answer is, plants have two types of cell walls. A primary cell wall forms when the plant is still in the growing phase. This is a thin, flexible layer that is generally not important for support. Rather, it is used to connect young cells together and allow cells to grow. When a cell stops growing, the cell wall starts to thicken. The formation of the secondary cell wall is responsible for this thickening. In order for the cell to thicken, a lot of cellulose is needed. The woody tissues you see in upright plants, for example, the bark on a tree, comes from the high concentrations of cellulose in the secondary cell walls. Take it from our expert, UBC's Miranda Meets.
So, secondary cell walls are present in all vascular plants. So, this thing, like anything that makes wood, anything that has like xylem, even in some of the more ancient lineages, there's some evidence that they make a type of secondary cell wall. It's believed to be a key advantage that let plants colonize land was the evolution of secondary cell walls.
Meets and her team created a technology to view the smallest fiber in plants, called cellulose, which produces a secondary cell wall. This amazing discovery is the reason why we can now understand how plants are able to stand upright and inhabit the land around us. That's it for today at Plant Science Daily. We'll see you next time.